Support local businesses. That's where you should send your nudes.
Welcome to another Latino with a Podcast. I'm the Latino with a Podcast, Christian Hennismayer, and today I'm with Rebecca Jaffe.
Like taffy.
Like, I don't know why she made like taffy. I don't know, what's taffy?
It's a type of candy. It's like that really like chewy, stretchy candy that they
You have. Feel your shoe is stretchy? That's how you will introduce yourself. So like, you know, I'm like taffy, chewy and stretchy. Oh, okay. She does a lot of musical comedy, which is a subject like I love. Like, you did improv before? No. Yeah.
I did a little bit. Everyone asks if I've done improv before. Okay. Yeah, a little bit, but I got rejected from my college's improv team twice. So I started my own.
I didn't know you can be rejected from doing improv. So I guess this is it. Thank you so much for watching. This was all a mistake. I thought I was having something wholesome, but she got rejected twice. Like, why didn't you try a third time? Yeah, like, no, this is enough.
I'm not trying this again. I only have so much dignity. I don't have any left. I can't. Yeah, I gotta have something my name.
They send you like an email, like you're rejected, or in person they're like, you know, we're like funny, you know that.
No, I got an email. I had to see it in writing. Yeah.
But that's better than in person. They're doing a sketch where you're not part of them. So you create your own, and you lean to music.
I love to do music. Yeah.
But it was like before the improv, or?
So what I did was I started out freshman year of college. I'd never done comedy. I was writing angsty songs about all my breakups and stuff.
Do you have one that did you, I want? We'll share one at the end. Maybe.
Oh, my maybe. God. We don't know. Yeah, I do know one. I do know one by heart. It's called Supernova. I wrote it when I was like 20 and I was so serious about it. And but yeah, then I started doing comedy, and then I brought the comedy into the music, and then the songs were less angsty from there. Those songs are really depressing.
I want to hear those songs. Okay, I brought you something. Like, she looked at this with like a little like, what the fuck?
What is it?
This is something that Venezuelans, and I believe people in Mexico, it is called dulce de guayaba, which means like guava candy.
Cool.
So I believe like the way we eat in Venezuela is either by itself or with cheese.
Oh.
But it was like, it's kind of like a sweet marmalade jam candy. So I put peanut butter to see how it tastes. I have never tasted with peanut butter. And I was like, I'm feeling fancy. So I put like spicy cheese and a little like hot sauce to see how it will taste.
Oh, cool.
You can taste any of it now. Okay. I'll start with the control group, which is the by itself. Because if you don't like this one, I believe like this tastes like shit.
No, I'm excited. I don't do well with spicy things. I'm so nervous,
but I feel like I
have to try it on camera just because it would be pretty entertaining.
Maybe, like, but you can skip it. You don't have
no,
to.
No, I'm not going to skip it. I'm not going to skip it.
She's committed to the beat.
Okay, yeah, try that one. Like, okay.
By itself, I believe it's really good.
Oh, this is so good.
It's like solidified jam.
I love it. This is great.
So this is pretty, I believe, Latino, because I found this in Colombia. You can find this in Venezuela. You can find this, I don't know if in Mexico, but probably.
This is delicious.
Well, I always bring topics to talk about, and I have one topic for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I know you have written songs for your ex-boyfriends called Supernova, I don't know. If you, do you feel you're flirty? Like, you
am
like to flirt?
I flirty? No, I feel like I exude zero sensual energy.
Okay, this might be a good question because I have talked about this in previous like podcasts. Like, I believe I'm oblivious to when I'm being flirted on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of these guys that 5 years later is like, she wanted to kiss with me. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Ever happened to you, like, you flirt with a guy? Because I believe women hints are so subtle that it's like, we're never going to catch it. Like, I have women that are like, I was flirting with you the whole time. I was like, how? And she was like, I look at you twice. I'm like, how the fuck is that flirting?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can relate so hard. So I have this story where literally I thought this guy was cute. He started Snapchatting me.
Okay.
And am I allowed to say inappropriate stuff on the podcast?
Yeah. Okay. We're for the people.
He was like, hey, did you know? He was a senior. He was like, did you know that it's a thing where, like, my friends and I, we have this, like, senior bucket list to, like, try to have sex in all these different rooms on campus.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that that was a proposal, so I just said, I said, cool!
Go for it, guy. Go for it.
Go for it. I wouldn't have gone for it either way, just because not really my thing. But I had no idea that that was an invite. I just said, good for you. And like, then I never spoke to him again.
I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting, let's keep it coming. He's like, so are we, like, yeah, I'm going to be there for you.
Yeah, I'm there for you. I hope you get that bucket list done.
But
so interesting.
But have you ever, like, flirted with a guy and he doesn't notice? And you're like, how the fuck he's not noticing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is your way of flirting? Because...
Oh, yeah. I feel like, honestly, my boyfriend, we met on Hinge, but, like, there would be times where I was, like, hinting that I wanted him to, like, plan another date, like, a second date, and I'd be like, hey, can't wait to go out again sometime, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, can't wait. And I'd be like,
but
so where? Where and when? And I was like, so ask me out. I had to literally tell him.
Because we're stupid like that. Because
yeah, there have been plenty of times, yeah, where I flirt with someone. They're very oblivious.
You mentioned, like, your boyfriend's a cutie. So
he is a cutie, yeah.
When you mentioned, like, it was a cutie, like, in my mind, he's a super nice guy. Kind of, I believe, like, most nice guys that are oblivious. Mm-hmm. And they're taught that sometimes means no, maybe means no. I'll let you know. No.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're like, maybe we should go out again, he's like, she's not into me at all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I couldn't play coy at all. I had to just be like, I want to go out. This is the day I want to go out. This is where you should take me.
Women. Yeah. Women that are watching the podcast, that according to my analytics is like 6% of my audience, but you 6%. But you 6%. Be straightforward. Like, women don't know how much they can accomplish just being, like, more straightforward.
Yeah, I thought that we were supposed to play hard to get, but it turns out everyone's a dumbass, and I just need to.
Men are dumb. We're super dumb.
Y'all are.
I have had, like, this realization many times. Like, I'm with a friend, like, years later. And it's like, yeah, you remember when we, like, you were measuring our hands and shit? Like, you were so, like, weird. And she's like, I was so into you. I was like,
oh, you mean the measuring hands thing where it's
like, I was like,
oh,
how was I supposed?
Mine are so tiny.
And it's like, of course my eyes are bigger. Like, what are you saying? This is like, yeah.
Did someone do that to you and you didn't realize they were hitting on
you?
That she was hitting? Oh, my God.
We're stupid. I'm telling you. Like, years later, I was like, oh, my God.
That's a classic move. I don't do that with my friends.
That and this hasn't happened to me, but I know it has happened. It's like, hey, can you, like, it's like a party. It's like, hey, can you come with me? I need to put my phone to charge. And it's like, just go. You don't need help. Like, you're on 96%. You don't need to put your phone to charge. You don't need this right now. Like,
oh,
you know what? I have mine here.
Oh, my God.
That Jesus, not for Christ. Me, but I know it. I know it happens.
Oh yeah, totally hasn't happened with you. Yeah, not at all.
No, that not really, not this one. But that the really hands,
specific
yes.
Specific example.
It's on the memes. It's on the internet. It's on the.
I have never heard of that happening.
But the hands is on Latino internet. But the hands for sure. Like the hands for sure. Also, once there was a. This was like a best friend in college, and she had a boyfriend, but she was into me. You can try it. You can get it.
I was going to say, I really want one. Go on.
And we were in theater, like together in theater classes.
You were a theater kid?
For a while.
Okay, go on.
But in theater, I don't know if you're a theater kid, but theater is like, yeah, the exercise today is like less... Pretend we're trees and remove mm-hmm. our personal belongings, meaning clothes, and we're gonna feel like comfortable with our bodies and like that. A lot of shit like that happened, so it was kind of use that we were like in our underwear. At
wait, what?
But this is like yeah, it like
from theater school. Wow.
Yeah, it's like. To not get like, and they have like this mind of like, if you have to picture the audience also naked, it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. but you gotta be comfortable. It was a lot, but it was not weird that we feel comfortable being like around each other, not just her and me, but like everybody. Just like, we can be on underwear. It's like being like in bikinis and like boxers mm-hmm. to go to the beach. So it was like, whatever. And sometimes she stayed at my home just to do like homework, and she got changed while I was in the room. But I was like, you know, she's not flirting. She has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like we're just like have a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Years later, she was like, I was waiting for you to make a move. It's like you had a boyfriend.
No. I am so against infidelity. I hate cheating. I hate it. No.
Where's your
My boyfriend is named.
Are you hearing that? She's so against it, okay? If you ever do anything to her, all my 76 followers, I have 76 subscribers, they're gonna go after you. Keep going.
I am so against infidelity. I don't know. I get that's what started my angsty songs. No, I'm glad you ignored her. I'm glad you were oblivious in that one instance.
No, I was mad that I ignored her. My future me was like, fuck.
Oh, come on. You don't want to be doing that.
I have been there. Oh. I broke up a marriage once.
Wait, what?
We're not going to talk about that. We can talk about that
That's
later.
Not a normal thing to happen to people. That's
what's your what marriage? Come on, haven't
so
you
how's
like
the weather?
you haven't broke up one marriage in your life? Like, come on,
no,
like, everybody has done it.
No, I have hobbies. I don't break up marriages. I go, you know, knit a sweater or something. I have things
and
to
that's
do.
It. You don't break up marriages.
I don't break up marriages. Boring. You think I do not have break up marriage energy? No.
No.
Come on.
No, you don't. But
no. As you were saying.
As I was saying. I believe women should be a little more straightforward. More in these times. This is my conclusion to this topic. I feel in these times that it's so easy to get into the bag of being a creep, or like if you misinterpret, if you don't read the signs well, like, and you go and make a move on someone who's not interested in you, it can create really awkward situation. And I believe now, like, women should be a little bit more straightforward, just a little bit more, like, looking at me twice, like, I'm doing this to your hair. That's not enough.
Well, not you enough. Clearly know the move.
Now I know, but sometimes I'll catch on that. But like, sometimes it's just like, okay, it's like you are the person. You're the camera is like the person I like. Mm-hmm. But not like, And they keep talking. It's like, how will I know immediately? Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, she fucking liked me.
No, I get that. Because as someone with a variety of learning disabilities, I do not catch on to social cues. I wish that back when I was single, I wished that everyone would wear like a t-shirt that says their relationship status and like if they're interested in having someone talk to them. Like, hello, I'm single, and yes, you can talk to me, and no, I won't kill you if you reject me.
This is a really nice business idea. Like,
I know, right?
We can make these t-shirts.
Yeah.
I have a place, like, I make some of my t-shirts. Like, mm-hmm. you wanna, I can make it.
I'm down.
Okay, I'll sure. make it. We're self teachers. Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm single, like, talk to me. I'm married, don't talk to me. I'm married, talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Either way.
yeah, the one thing I'm going to say is that it's kind of hard to be straightforward as a woman when we're like, oh, every man, there's like a 50% chance of him murdering me.
There's not a 50%.
I don't know.
It's like a 3%, but I understand what the 3% is. It's still like a lot.
Yeah, so I'm not like, I want to talk to him.
Yeah, but it okay, I'm gonna fight.
Fight.
Arguments.
Okay, I love
if
this. Love
that's
this
true. That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. And I understand it, right? I understand yeah. that. I believe 3% is a lot, but let's say 1%, which is still a lot, because it's
for
like
murder. Yeah,
it is too much. It's like one of every 100. Mm-hmm. You're completely right, and that's why you don't approach men. You're not more straightforward with men because you're afraid of something happening to you, right?
I guess in this hypothetical,
with
yeah.
men, there's like 1% chance or less or more, I don't know, of being like tagged as a creep or rapist or like without you doing anything. Or even charges.
Is this a problem that occurs for you frequently?
No, but I know it's been happening. Like more like oh. I read stories of gyms. Like that, like are fucked up, but it's like that same 1% is like now a lot of guys are afraid. Like one every 100 women are gonna actually react that aggressively, but they're afraid to. They themselves like try because they're afraid of this happening to them.
I feel like there should be like a station at every public space where if you want to hit on someone, you can stand in that one station. Like a little space with a little like fence around it. This is like the hit on me station.
You know, I'll talk to the next president. I don't know who it's gonna be, but to make a minister of love, and maybe you can be the minister of love. You have really nice ideas.
Minister, I have some great fucking ideas.
For me, the minister of love.
I should be an entrepreneur.
I'm probably gonna go to do some speed dating. Have you ever done that?
I have never done speed dating. One time I went to a comedy show where everyone was supposed to wear like a different color based on their relationship status.
Okay.
And if you're single, you wear like orange or pink, and then that's kind of like, and then there's like a mingle section like okay. after the show. That was interesting because the type of people who go to comedy shows are not quite the type of people that you want to date. But you're thinking of doing speed dating. Where are you going to do speed dating?
I don't know yet. I don't know about, because for me, Hinge, all the apps hasn't worked.
No?
So I'm going to try something, different approach.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
The movie theater that I work at, they have speed dating events.
I won't do it there for sure. I don't want you to be like, hey, what, oh, you're coming for the speed dating?
Yeah, this guy. Oh, my God. No. Oh, yes. I'll say such great stuff about you. I'll be like, this guy. Okay.
Yeah, and this is how I think women will think. Women will see that and they'll be like, he's here so often, he has a problem. Definitely. He doesn't deserve any love. Like, if he knows so much, the organizer, he's here so much.
Oh, my God. I never thought about it that way. But, yes.
There
yes,
you go.
They would think that.
There you go.
But, no, speed dating seems interesting. I would love to observe a speed dating event.
I'll record, like, I'll tell you how it is.
Tell me how it is, because I love watching dating shows. I love all that stuff, the dating drama, all that.
We're going to do a little pause for the dating drama, and we're gonna be back. And we're back. We were just speed dating. We did that in the meantime. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
We've been together 6 months.
You're still in the honeymoon. She's like, yeah. Hey, you singles, I have stuff for you. I'm glad. Yeah. I forgot. David.
Has a last name for a first name and a first name for a last name.
And we're we said his whole name in the podcast.
Oh,
his
yeah.
address is.
Oh shit.
His social security number 845-722-134.
I should tell
him
that. God damn it!
We just like sharing the whole information.
After I told you not to tell. After I told you not to tell.
Okay. Question. How was the guava? El dulce de guayaba. Lo voy a decir aquí en español. Dulce de guayaba con mantequilla de maní, delicioso. I just said like guava with guava candy with peanut butter. It was really good.
Oh, it was really good with peanut butter.
Yeah, I really like it with peanut butter. Like this is now with cheese. It's like the normal way we do. Our cheeses okay. are a little more salty, but I believe this will
be. I'm gonna
be
give it a shot. The thing is,
this will be okay.
And this is so weird for me. I have a little bit of a mild fear of string cheese.
I need to do a background check of the people I invite to this podcast. Like,
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Here we go.
This is the. What is this fear? Why?
It's a texture. This is good though.
Okay, maybe okay. My sister for a while she didn't like melted cheese, like when it like string, and once. We went to a pizza place, and it was a family pizza. And she asked for the pizza with the cheese on the side.
That's fucking insane.
You know how embarrassed the whole family was? The whole family was like, the waiter was like, okay, so you want extra cheese on the side? And we're like, no, we want the cheese on the side. He was like, what the fuck is happening? We have to explain the whole conditions, but like she doesn't like when the cheese is like.
But honestly, I was that kid. I didn't get cheese on the side. I thought that was crazy. I think that's crazy. But when I was a kid, my family would go get snow cones.
Okay.
And I didn't like flavored snow cones, so I would just get a ball of ice.
The sun should have started there. Now your family is like.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do something with this kid.
Oh yeah, then yeah no, they definitely that was where it started. Yeah, I still don't like flavored snow cones though. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it that like
there's
that.
There's nothing
much.
That hits quite like just a nice ball of ice.
You know, I record this in my apartment that is a basement, and I believe this is the first time I am afraid I might get killed. By a serial killer. And she's like, I hate string cheese, and there's nothing better than a bowl full of ice. I was like, my
yeah,
boyfriend
I can't
name
believe
is
you
this.
Like, your address and let me in here. And I'm the one who's saying that straight dudes could be murderers when really, y'all should be afraid of me.
I am. You know what I mean?
Good.
Okay. I just usually I go to topics. The topics I want to talk about, I go to a page called Inger. I don't know if you have. It's like Nangak. It's something. I look through it, and if I find something that's like, oh, this can be funny, I grab it and I do a little research. The one I find it funny or interesting is like, do you read terms and conditions?
Terms and conditions. I never actually read them.
Okay, you will like this. One guy, like, I'll read it exactly how it is, but I know the story because I did my research. But it is here. So, I'll read it as it is. A doctor died at a Disney Springs restaurant from an allergic reaction after being assured the meal was allergen-free. The widower then sued. Disney is now trying to dismiss the suit. This is a typo, right? Okay, they're trying to dismiss the case, arguing that he agreed to arbitrate all disputes when signing up for a Disney Plus free trial years earlier.
No fucking way.
How fucked up are the terms and conditions? Like, imagine it's like, no, we're not. You remember when you have Disney Plus? Well, fuck you.
No fucking way. God, I hate Disney. Disney? I really do not like Disney.
Like, dude, like, they will do whatever to not. They kill a person. And then they're like, yeah, but you have Disney Plus.
He signed up for Disney Plus. You know, he was asking for it. That's insane.
They talking to the weirdo. It's like, yeah, but hey, Your Honor, I'm just going to do this question. The weirdo. Did you see The Mandalorian? She's like, yeah, there you go. There you go.
As someone with a variety case of allergies, I am insulted. I cannot believe it. I need to look at my subscriptions now because I have a bunch of allergies.
So,
yeah.
And I saw this and I was like, okay, let me find out more stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, I also find it pretty funny. It's like, not this one. Okay, I don't know where I have it, but I know it. It's like one woman went to the hospital and they make her sign like a 10% condition of the hospital. Sure. And she is like, I'm going to read it. And one of the clauses says, anything being removed from your body is now going to be like owned by the hospital. And she's like, I came here to go into labor. Like, what the fuck?
Wait! Whoa! Also, why do they want it? I guess for like what?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not for her baby.
Oh god, that's poorly written.
But imagine being there like what the fuck? But apparently, what they do is like they sell the placenta, like because that's
expensive. Oh yes, I've heard of this.
And they keep it and they sell it, and it's like it was your body, and they're like. We're gonna make profit out of this.
Yeah, and I've heard I feel like I've been down the internet rabbit hole on this, where a lot of women have like wanted to keep their placenta,
and they're like, couldn't. "No, you signed terms and conditions."
yeah, exactly.
Fucked up. And another one, Walmart. If you ever print anything at Walmart, they have a clause on their terms and conditions that if they use their equipment to print something, now that picture is. They're legally owners of the picture and they can use the image, alter it, and use it for ads if they want. And in one of the comments, there was a guy being like, dude, I once saw my picture on an ad and I couldn't say anything because in the terms and conditions, I agreed to that shit.
Now I'm trying to go back and remember what kinds of things I've gotten printed at Walmart.
I have a printed nudes. if you printed, have you printed nudes?
No.
Because if you do, they own it.
If I was going to, for some reason, print a nude, I would not get it printed at Walmart.
Where would you get it printed?
I would get it printed at a quality, like, photo store.
Photo studio.
You know, like a little, like, local one. A mom and pop shop.
Support local business.
Support local businesses. That's where you should send your nudes.
To local businesses.
Send your nudes to, even if they don't print anything, just send your nudes. To local businesses.
They will appreciate it, I assure you. Like, they will like it.
Like, we've tried it. They really... No, we haven't.
You have tried it.
I'm not going to send my nudes
to any
local businesses.
Small business. I will. What about feet pics?
Feet pics?
Would you sell feet pics?
I mean, the thing is, I have really ugly feet. I'm wearing shoes. I'm not gonna...
Damn it.
I'm not going to show off the dogs for free. I run a lot and my feet are really, really ugly. But if I had really pretty feet, I would totally.
But I believe there's a market for any type of feet. There you go. You never thought like that way. Now she's concerned. She's like,
do you think there's a market for like ugly feet?
Yeah. Comment. If you like ugly feet. Comment below. I'll send you a picture of Rebecca's feet.
No.
I'll do it. I promise you. That's my promise as another Latino with a podcast. I'll send you a picture of her feet. I already paid Jordan.
I wish I had a witty response to this, but I don't.
Yeah, this is
you
the
just said you're giving away pictures of my feet. We can't just give them away.
Did you read the terms and conditions of an Or Latino with a podcast? No, right? So, and here you
oh
are. And here
you
are. I got you. Like, one of the clauses is like, any DP pics requested will have to be delivered. Okay.
Oh, yep.
And, but.
Does that mean I get to. Does that mean, like, you're.
You get a little bit
so
of the money.
I was going to say, are you the pimp of my feet pics?
You know, yesterday someone called me she's Romanian, Sofia. You know her? She does stand up. She's amazing. It was her birthday. And I was like, hey, happy birthday. And she responded to me like, thank you, pimp. I was like, I didn't know I was a pimp. Maybe I am a symptomatic pimp. I don't feel like a pimp. And she's like, no, yeah, you have dormant genes. And now I'm a real pimp. I'm just selling feet pics of people who didn't agree
lame
to
kind of pimp to be. I haven't heard of that as a casual friendly nickname.
But I believe she's like that. She's full of surprises. I also have her here on the podcast.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the terms and conditions of some places?
Of some places, I mean,
like another Latino with a podcast.
Now I feel much more inspired to read the terms and conditions.
You know, I have read terms and conditions because I believe I got to an age that I'm like, everything that comes too easy have to have a catch.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I see like comedy like festivals or shit mm-hmm. that the to apply it is free, I'm like, let me read this. And the last one I read, I'm not going to say the name of the festival, but it was like, No, I'm kidding.
Don't do that.
But it was like, where they record the festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, any image of you, one of the classes on the festival is now ours. And they can use it, they can put the jokes, the video, like, up online. And they can profit out of it, and you don't get anything because, like you give them the rights of every like audiovisual like material they have.
Oh, okay.
And there was another clause that if you are in the final six, they have like two shows, and you got selected for 2 years. You couldn't have anything like a road trip, like a tour, or a special that was not with them. You were like
okay,
legally.
That part pisses me off.
You were like legally obligated to be, if you were gonna do a tour or a special, you have to do it with them.
Ooh.
And the contract lasted 2 years. And it's like, it's not like, oh, we're going to give you a new contract. No, it's like,
no,
if
it's
you
just,
sign
you
the
trapped.
Terms and conditions,
you are trapped.
Immediately you are in a contract with them if you win.
Dang.
So read your fucking terms and conditions just
oh
in case.
Oh my God, did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I'm not doing tours right now. So like, like if I get one, it will be with them.
Do,
fuck
sure.
it. And I did a little research of who were the producers and who was the brand of the producers and they seem like pretty legit, pretty nice people.
Well,
they
you.
Have nice reviews. So
oh, okay.
I mean,
well.
I sent it. I don't know if I'm gonna do it, but they have to pick me first.
Yeah.
But I decide to trust, but knowing this. Because I bet there's a lot of people that are like, they won, and they're like, okay, this other person, Netflix, want me to do a special, and they're like, hey, you can't. You are like, if you want to do a special, you have to be with us. And it's like, but Netflix is just like you sign the terms
and
conditions.
Oh, but like, hey, if it's Netflix, I'll take it. Netflix, please hire me.
But Netflix will have, no, it's not Netflix, but like, it's another... Stop looking at the camera. People are going to be scared. You see, I'm scared. I'm a little scared. But no, I mean, like, if Netflix really wants you, Netflix will have to buy the rights from this other company. I'm going to make a zoom to that face. Like,
I keep looking. That's going to
be that's
going to
be the
now.
Thumbnail, actually.
Oh, wow.
Julie.
one of my friends said that I look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
No, you look like female Michael Cera. I agree with that.
Yeah, that was
that's
actually... Oh my god! As we were saying, sorry. What topic were we on? Because I was about to go to another tangent.
No, you can.
Okay,
you can.
Can I?
Yeah. For
you
sure.
Want to know how the Michael Cera thing came along?
Yeah.
So.
Cheers. For the cheers. Spicy. I want to see.
I'm so nervous, but I'm gonna try it. Oh, it's good.
Because the it's really good. Because the guava is so sweet, it just like balances.
Yeah, it does. That's like sophisticated flavors.
I am a chef. I actually am. I study for that, so I am.
Wait, really? Did you make these?
No, I didn't make the guava. I just think about the combination of spicy.
Cool.
But the spices, if you don't like spicy, take out that piece of cheese. Because that hot sauce is really hot.
I don't know. I want to do it for the bit. Gonna do it. It's like that show Hot Ones.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Look at the camera. I mean, I don't find it that hot, but it is hot. If you don't fuck with spicy food, and you have half of it. That hot sauce is spicy. It's from Detroit. I don't remember the brand, but they are really good. She's okay. She's gonna be okay. So how did Michael Cera thing started?
Mm-hmm. It started. Holy shit.
You just changed the whole voice.
Jesus Christ. It started.
You're sweating? Are you sweating?
It started when.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, sorry, I feel it on my tongue. Woo! It started. My ex-boyfriend, while I was dating him, told me that I looked like Michael Cera. Well, I told him that I was gonna dress up as Scott Pilgrim for Halloween just because I really like the comics, and he said, "Oh, you do look like Michael Cera."
And you're like, we need to break up right now.
he was the nicest. He was a very nice guy.
That's why you break up with him.
There you go. No, but I did the Michael Cera thing stuck with me, you know? And then I decided to take a picture of myself, like holding a photo of Michael Cera. And back when I was on the apps, I actually put a photo of me, like with a photo of Michael Cera, like on the dating apps. And a lot of dudes confirmed that I did indeed.
Why did you break up with the nice guy?
Because
he was too nice.
It just wasn't working out. Now
okay.
I'm
okay. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
He said I look like Michael Cera.
You see, I know it was for that. As it stick, and you're like,
fine.
I cannot look you
fine.
The same.
Okay. Maybe I want to be with someone who doesn't look at me and think of that one guy from the movie Juno. Arrested Development.
I'll ask if he thinks you look like Michael Cera in a different... I'll invite him to the podcast.
God.
He will have
no, God.
Just to question him about this. But comment like if you can tolerate spicy food better than her and if she looks like female Michael Cera, and this is the episode we're gonna do a bonus content. Again, the bonus content is not on Spotify, but it's always on YouTube. So bye.